I want to thank the presenters for all the time that you put into the preparation for your presentation today. I also want to thank Monty and Nancy and the other people that have been coming in and have been making presentations for the last several months to City Council. And all of you in the audience, you know, your comments were very well thought out, researched, and coming from the heart. We have read voluminous amounts of information here, you know, so I think we have a fairly good grasp of what the issues are. And the three primary issues that I have heard and concerns about is the health, safety, and privacy issues that exist around smart meters. So regarding the health, generally in public health, five factors are considered when reviewing scientific evidence for policy decisions. And those five factors are, one, the severity of potential effects, two, the number of people with potential exposure, three, levels of likely and possible exposures, four, degree of certainty on the specific effects, and five, the cost to mitigate potential effects. So I guess what comes to my mind is, who is responsible for making decisions for the public health in this particular case? And the answer is, it's the FCC. It's not the AMA. It's not anybody that really has medical knowledge. It's the FCC. So when I look at what the FCC is doing about this, I found that while the FCC guidelines appear to provide a large factor of safety against known thermal effects of exposure to radio frequency, they do not necessarily protect against potential non-thermal effects, nor do they claim to. So who's watching the hen house here? That's a real concern for me. And to have the level of uncertainty regarding the harmful effects, not only short-term, but particularly long-term, and in this case, with smart meter installations, literally millions and millions of them throughout the United States, you know, the health concerns for me become paramount. Regarding, there was some comments about the savings to consumers, and I found a publication that suggests that the smart meters may never curtail electricity use, and the customers will never see the energy and cost savings being promoted during a projected 23-year analysis in return for the investments they will be required to bear. Now, these are powerful statements, and these are things that have been researched. Regarding power savings benefits from smart meters, another thing that I found said there are questions whether electricity is or should be primarily a when-you-need-it service, where the inconvenience cost-benefit ratio of time shifting of loads is poor. In the Chicago area, Commonwealth Edison ran a test installing smart meters on 8,000 randomly selected households, together with variable rates and rebates, to encourage cutting back during peak usage. In the Crain's Chicago Business article, Smart Grid Test Underwhelms, in pilot, few power down to save money. It was reported that fewer than 9% exhibited any amount of peak usage reduction, and that the overall amount of reduction was statistically insignificant. Regarding the privacy issue, well, I'll go to the safety issue. You know, there is some documentation of fires caused by smart meters. It doesn't seem to be significant. That's not a major concern of mine, but anytime there is a fire, there could be a loss of life. And anytime there's a loss of life, it has to be a concern of mine as a policymaker. Regarding the privacy issue, I think I agree with, although I'm not a computer expert in any sense of the word, I agree with Mr. Woodward regarding the ability to hack in to the information that's being transmitted between the source and the receiver. So, you know, that is a concern for all of us. Privacy is a concern. So all those things considered. And finally, The opt-out fees just really gall me. You know, this is a decision that the power companies are making, that are imposing these meters in a community, and then you're charging people for not accepting them. It just doesn't make any sense. And you know, theoretically, you are eliminating jobs, and there supposedly will be a long-term cost savings. You know, so why are the consumers being penalized, you know, to install these smart meters? That just makes no sense at all. So I also would support an opt-out option with no penalty. So with that being said, I think that Councillor Luttrell has a motion to make.
All right, I'd like to make the following motion. I move to direct staff to prepare a statement for the Arizona Corporation Commission that expresses concerns on behalf of our Sedona citizens that smart meters have not been proven safe, and until such time as definitive proof exists, the Arizona Corporation Commission should allow the Sedona community to opt out without penalties.
I'll second that.
Motion's been made by Councillor Luttrell, seconded by Mayor Adams, or did somebody else beat me to the punch?
I chimed in there.
All right. Councillor McElroy, any discussion on the motion? All those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed?
Nay.
Nay.
The motion passes by majority. Any other discussion? Mike, did you have something you wanted to say?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I just wanted to get some clarification. Am I to understand from the motion that we're not asking for the right of individuals to opt out, but the right of the city to opt out on behalf of everyone in the city?
That's my understanding of the motion. Is that correct?
That's my understanding
right,
in writing
right.
It.
Just wanted to make sure.
Without objection, we are adjourned.